When we start now. All right, great. Hi, Boker Tov, everyone. Okay. Shortened version this morning. Just a few questions and answers, yeah? So the first one, right? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi Amar Rav, right? Tam Tacham Sarich Shia bar Echad Mishmona Bishminis, yeah? You need to have one of an eighth of an eighth, yeah, of Gassus Ruach, yeah? And we say that, you know, in order to make sure that you're heard properly, yeah? So there has to be, like, a small amount of Gassus Ruach. The question I wanted to answer is why specifically, though, I understand there has to be a very small amount, but why specifically a Shmona Bishminis, yeah? An eighth and eighth, which comes to 164th, if you're good at maths, yeah? Why dafka that number? So Rashi, actually, what did he say? Let me just get it.
Small amount.
Right. So Rashi says, yeah, just start off with that, yeah.
An Ukhla.
So just Rashi at the end says what I was just saying. I just want to bring this out. The Devar of Miskablim Aleihem, right, Baal Kocham, yeah. It should be, yeah, that his words should be heard, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of purpose. But why 164th, yeah? Right. So there's also a Rashi though that says, right. Let's have a look, yeah. Later on, yeah, it says, yeah. It also says the same thing later on, yeah. Bishamta delaisle, right? He'll be in shamta if he doesn't, you know, have something, yeah. So it says, right, gasus porta, yeah, just a little bit of gasus ruach, yeah. If he shein bnei iram yirei mimenu ve'ein bo koch lahuchicham. So there's a purpose. What I'm saying is, Rashi brings out there's a purpose in having a bit, but why 164th? So the Marasha deals with this, and Maratzchayis deals with this, yeah. So let's read this inside, yeah. So he says. What's this amount? Hainu chelek, right? Sadi dalad, yeah. Sheyetzim michlal gasus ruach, yeah. So 64 is samach dalad. This is a cute thing, yeah. And samach dalad is one more, right? Than what? Samach gimel, which is gas, right? So it's kind of a, you get that?
Okay.
Samach a 64 is
less than
gas. It's a yeah. Right. The number 64 is one more than the number of. Which is Gus.
Gus Ruach.
So it's just a little, not quite Gus Ruach, yeah?
Uh-huh.
So that's what the Marshal brings. The Marshal does say it's kind of like almost Deris Chok, yeah? But he says, Marshal quotes that. And then the Maharat Chayus says his own Peshat. Ledasi Nira, the Kvar Perish Marshal, Masha Amru Brachus, Perik Haroa. There's a concept, this is a well-known concept, in Brachus, yeah? Chalam Aleph Mishishim Benevua. The Gemara says, a chalom is 1/60th, right, of Nevuah. Shena is echad mishishim b'mita. Sleep is a 60th of death. B'chuli b'chuli. I'm kind of shortened here a bit, yeah? But there's this concept of a 60th, meaning, right. And we know that's the 60th is something where it's the kind of just taste it, yeah? Right? The chelek yote mishishim, k'moshe enu. And once you dilute more than the 60th, basically, even if there's a tiny amount there, but it's as if it's not there, right? V'chein kan, and therefore that's also the reason here. Gam kein chelik samach dalet, yeah. Shu yosem mishishin. It's dafka an eighth of an eighth, yeah. Right, and I don't know exactly why it needs to be an eighth of an eighth, yeah.
But two other numbers and
two other numbers times together. That's right. But you're right. But it still needs a bit of explanation why it has to be two numbers multiplied by each other. Right. I mean, lechora pashtus is its form of a weight, yeah. There were weights which were like
that's how they used to measure in eighths,
yeah.
Quarters.
So, right. but the point being, yeah, like you were saying, yeah, if you want to get what are we trying to get to? We're trying to get to something which is more than a 64th, yeah, more than 60, yeah. Shu yosem mishishim, right? Because of Rashi Shapir, the kvar yosem michal gas ruach, yeah, and therefore. That's why we only need a small amount in order to make sure your words are heard, but still we're kind of tying the balance here because we want it to be less than 60. So the be'etzim is ki'ilu ke'eno, so he's not be'etzim gassus ruach. So with the kind of this actually is a kishmak because it kind of narrows the machlokes a bit, yeah? Because we know the other opinion says, no gassus ruach at all, you stay away from gassus ruach, That's like one of the middahs where we don't want any gusus ruach.
Right.
So even the opinion that says, no, you should have a little bit of gusus ruach, Betz, and what we're seeing from all these pshatim is, it's a little bit, but so little that it's considered halachically, as if, so to speak, it's not that.
Very interesting, yeah, very interesting.
So it's like a narrower machlokus, basically, which is what we try to do. Okay, the next question I'm going to skip, I actually mentioned this on Friday. I'm going to skip that a sec, not go over that again. Okay, question number three, yeah? So this is now quite a bit later on, yeah? In the Gemara, right? So Amar Abai Hachikama, right? So it says Al Tadabri Vinistura, yeah. If someone says, right, don't speak, yeah, and then don't speak to this man, and then she then goes into seclusion with that person, with Adim, yeah. The answer, so that doesn't count. That doesn't count as a valid kinui and stira, yeah. And therefore, the din says the Gemara is Adai Muteris Lebesa. She's completely mutter to her husband, yeah? So the truth is, this piece starts off with a kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eger, yeah, on the Mishnayos, yeah? And he's bothered because there's a question brought elsewhere, in a Gemara elsewhere, as to, you know, if a woman transgresses in a kind of very flagrant way, das Yehudas, yeah? Right? The basic standards that we expect halachic, you know, for a Jewish woman to keep, yeah? Is a husband, you know, allowed to stay married to her, or should he, you know, should we say that he should have to divorce her? Yeah, so it's there's a kind of discussion about it, yeah, but what he's bothered by is, yeah, why don't we have an explicit raya from this Gemara, right?
Right.
What's happened here? Yeah, he's, you know, okay, it's not a proper kinui because he didn't say don't go into seclusion with this man. He just said don't speak with this man. But she ended up then going into seclusion on purpose, you know, on purpose with this man, with Adim there, yeah. And you know, so she's a fragrant bleach of Darcy Hoodis, and yet we say Mutter the Baser, right? She's allowed to stay married. So the Rishash, so that's the Kasha Rabbi Akiva Eger. So Rishash answers this, and he says, "Lefi Anias Darcy, Nira, right? Lefi Masha Pasuk Rambam, right? This is very interesting. The Rambam Paskins, right? Pek Alef Mehilchas Sota. Now listen to this. Da'afidu Kanala Al Shtayim Ke'echad." Let's say, yeah, he even said, you know what, you know, you're not to be secluded with two people, right? Which is not a halachic seclusion.
It means when they're together?
Yeah. You're not, I don't want you to be secluded with ploni and ploni.
Right.
And so that's not actually a halachic seclusion, yeah? Bafilu heim shnei acheha, right? Or, sorry, heim shnei acheha or aviha, right? Even if the two are, let's say, her brother or her father.
Oh, there's no
yichud
with them, maybe.
Yeah, there's no yichud, yeah? Right? How is there a surah? So apparently, it's very interesting. I mean, it's a bit counterintuitive, yeah? But you can basically, you can have a kind of, you know, a warning where it's not actually, she wouldn't be prohibited from going to stira with these people normally, yeah? But he warns her and says, I don't want you to go into stira with your brother.
Right.
Yeah? And that would be a valid kinui, yeah.
Well, think about it. If it's conscious that she does nus though, the relative should make a difference, really, should it?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe that's as far. I mean, I haven't learned the underlying sukkah. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
But apparently it's a valid kinui, even though halachically speaking she's allowed to do that act. That's the point. Yeah?
She'll have the seclusion.
Seclusion, yeah. There's no Issa Yichud to go and be you know, with her brother, yeah, in seclusion, or, you know, and to two people, whatever, yeah? So if that's the case, as the Rambam, if you do a kinui on that, and there's witnesses, how is her surah, right? Mm-hmm. She's going to become asa because of this din, this parsha of kini v'stira, v'chuli. The MK, Niyesh Loma, says the Rishash, if that's true, then one can say, Demas Nisin Mairi, that what we're talking about is Ba'avira or Ba'bna, right? Or Ba'echa, right? Maybe she's warned that she goes into conclusion with one of her relatives, or Ba'echa, right? The Eina Beres Aldas, yeah? Bisyach Dusan, right? Where technically speaking, she's not going to be considered, yeah, to be over. So therefore, that's what we're saying. If he was to say to her, don't speak with your brother and whatever, and she goes into seclusion with them and their witnesses, yeah? So in that situation, yeah, then you know, it's obviously not going to be a good kinui, yeah? It would have been had if he said, don't go into seclusion, but he didn't, he just said, don't speak. Yeah, and then she went into seclusion. So it's not a good kinui, right? And that's the situation where we're saying she's muteris lebesa. She's now permitted. Why? Because there's no good seclusion and she hasn't been over Darcy Hudis.
He hasn't the right to demand that.
Well, I mean, he
wasn't so much concerned about just ignoring the husband. He was more concerned that she transgressed her locker.
Yeah, yeah. The question again
right,
is, exactly, right? There's a question as to a woman who frequently transgresses halacha, yeah, in terms of, you know, Darcy Hudis, yeah, the way in which a Jewish woman is meant to act, yeah, whether her husband has to divorce her or not. So all we're saying is there could be something which might be on the path towards a kinui v'stira and would count if it was done rightly as a kinui v'stira. But on the other hand, since if it's technically flawed, the kinui v'stira, because he didn't say don't go into seclusion, he just said don't speak, and then she went into seclusion. If she does that act, she has not transgressed Darcy Hudis.
Right.
And that being the case, even according to the opinion that someone who transgresses Darcy Hudis has to get divorced, yeah? Mm-hmm. He has to divorce her. Right. In this case, it's not Kinui V'stira, and it's not Darcy Hudis, and therefore, that would be Muteris Lebesa.
Very good. That's a smart answer.
Yeah, it's a very technical, technical answer. But anyway.
He's just saying that you can't bring a proof from here.
Yeah, you can't. Exactly. Exactly, yeah.
There's a way in which you can set it up. Right,
brother also.
No, because the way I thought you were saying it though before earlier was just that she just ignored what he said, but she ignored what he said halachically as well.
Right.
I thought Darcy Hudis is just listen to your husband.
I didn't really
think that.
Yeah.
No, definitely not. That's not happening.
And it has to be. It has to be. She's against Darcy Hudis is because she's not.
Right.
She's transgressing rules of sneers in a bad way or whatever. And yeah. Okay. So it's an interesting answer. I can't confess I understand that Rambam, but it's an interesting idea.
I think if you think about it, it makes sense, though, because if she had relations with him,
right, it could still be a problem of tumor. Yeah, if it was to happen. Okay. Fourth, I haven't actually written the answer to this. It's just a ha'ara, an interesting ha'ara. Yeah. So we know that Rav Yosef. One of the questions in our test was. There are three answers Rav Yosef gives as to why you shouldn't have to do Yibam. Mm-hmm. And basically what's being brought out here by this Akram the Torah's Haknaos is, yeah, according to the second and third answer, it would seem as if there might be a halachic nafgamina. What would be if you happen to know that she does tshuva, right? After she did. So because it seems to be that the first drasha is a kind of very technical, more technical drasha, right? That she, you know, once you're a woman in the parsha, you've done stira, you can't be to the yavam. It's like a kind of thing. Whereas the other answer is more kind of like svaras, like, oh, you know, it wouldn't make sense to force the yavam to be with her after, you know, she's destroying the household or she's a rasha, whatever it is, yeah? So according to this, you know, you can change that, yeah? So if she does tshuva, even with the first husband, I'm saying, not forget about being good with a further husband, I'm saying, with the first husband, potentially, you know, she should be, maybe the yavam should, I don't know what the answer, I haven't got the answer here to that ha'ara, but it's a good ha'ara. Mm-hmm. And then the last one here, yeah? So I was kind of bothered by this, and Rashi addresses this mefurish, yeah? So let's first read Rashi. But I just saw another answer as well, which I thought was interesting, so that's why I'm sharing it. So this is the second answer, right? So to the Rabbi Yosef's question. So Amalei Abai, so Rabbi Yosef says because she's going to destroy the household. So Amalei Abai, Elamata, right? La'achalo tinase, right? De'lo listerei lebeise. Well, if you're going to say that this is a kind of woman who we feel she's going to destroy, you know, whoever she gets married to, you know, she's going to destroy their house, yeah? So that's why we're not going to tell the yavam to do yibum. So what about the acher? What about the second person who she is allowed to marry, yeah? Right? So that's what Abai asks. So Amalei, right? So we respond, Mikum Mimina Aleha Bal Korche. So the answer is, listen, yeah? He chooses to do that, yeah? He goes with, you know, eyes open, yeah? So we know we're not going to stop him marrying her, yeah? Whereas the yavam, right? Now that's the question. What about the yavam, yeah? So why don't we say the yavam can also choose, because he doesn't have to do yavam, he can do chalitza, right? So why doesn't the same logic apply? If the yavam says, you know what, I'll take the risk, yeah, I'll do yibum, yeah.
Oh, right, you asked this, right? Yes, yeah.
So Rashi kind of addresses this, yeah. So Rashi says the answer that everyone said when I asked the question, which is very good, right? So kimimarimilan, right? So Rashi says the misma bal koche, right? The ilu in contrast to yavam, the ilu yavam aminan le mitzvahs yibum kodemus le mitzvahs chalitza. Even though it's true that he has another option, but the ideal is to do yibum. So we wouldn't really, it doesn't make sense to have an ideal where it would kind of force him to be, put himself into jeopardy. Let's put it that way. Yeah? And that's why we kind of potter him. So anyway, that was Rashi's answer. But the Meiri has a slightly different take, which I thought was interesting. So just like, and this is where we're finishing, so that this is here. So he says, Ein barui lahatil al hayabim chavis mitzvahs yibum, right? Right, and maybe you'd ask the question we asked. He doesn't have to do yibum, right? Ella shemekomakom tiharishus biyade, right? Shema yesavu, right? Shemitzvus yachriach etz atzmam bekach. I don't know whether I got a gears to change wrong here, but basically what he's trying to say is, yeah, that still, yeah, we want, you know, we don't want him to be able to do this. Why? Because people are going to make a mistake, yeah, and think that it's a mitzvah, right? Maybe it's similar to Rashi because, you know, it is kind of the ideal,
right,
yeah.
Right.
But people are going to get a mistake, and if you don't turn around to him explicitly and say, you know, you're potter, you're off the hook, yeah, then people will think, oh, you know, I have to do yibum. You know, that's like, it is a grosser thing to, you know, to do yibum, to establish that your brother's whatever. And they'll make a mistake and think they have to do it. So in order to save people from making this mistake and then jumping into a position of jeopardy, we're going to completely part of them. And that's basically the answer to the Meiri.
Beautiful. Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.